Is Oklahoma ready for this? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. In 2012, the Oklahoma State Legislature authorized a Ten Commandments monument at the state capitol in Oklahoma City. It was the idea of State Representative Mike Ritz.
We get our laws from the Ten Commandments, and we just wanted to emphasize where our heritage comes from.
The ACLU, as you'd expect, has sued to have it removed, but a New York group called the Satanic Temple has taken a different approach.
So you open that door, we're going to walk in, and we're going to walk in like we own the place.
Their leader, who goes by the name of Lucian Greaves, raised $20,000 online to build a statue of Satan to join the Ten Commandments on the Oklahoma Capitol grounds.
We are taking back religious rights for minority groups and even non-believers.
And he says if the state allows one religion, it has to allow them all on the Capitol grounds. And so he has unveiled the design of his Satan statue, a figure with a goat head, horns, wings, a long beard, wearing a skirt, and sitting on a throne under a pentagram symbol with a smiling boy and girl looking up at him. Is Greaves serious? According to an interview he gave to a podcast called Sick and Wrong, absolutely.
People can try to marginalize it as a joke, but it's not going to matter.
Of course, politicians in Oklahoma, which is considered the buckle of the Bible Belt, are saying no way are they going to allow a Satan statue. And yet, every Christian pastor will tell you Satan is real. So, why not have a statue? At least we can see what the Ten Commandments are up against. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.